there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Volume.
All right, the NBA season is in full swing. Coming down the stretch, then we move right into the playoffs in April, May, and June. I can't wait. Spice things up with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA right now. All you have to do is put down $5 and get $150 instantly in bonus bets. Pretty good trade-off. I pay $5, I get $150. North Carolina listeners, do not forget. Welcome to the party. DraftKings Sportsbook now live in your state, North Carolina. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Takes 90 seconds. The code is Colin, C-O-L-I-N. Again, 90 seconds. Download DraftKings Sportsbook app. Put in Colin. New customers bet $5. Get $150 back in bonus bets instantly. That is the trade. All right? The code is always Colin. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Draymond Green Show. As I said to you all before, we'll be checking in with you guys throughout the playoffs, giving you my opinion on some of these games, some stuff to look for, different matchups that could be exciting, the games within the game. So make sure you keep tapping in here. Also, make sure you are subscribed to our YouTube channel. As I may go live during the game, you can watch me watch a game. You can get my thoughts, my natural thoughts on the game, whatever that is. So just make sure that y'all locked in, tap into that. Week one of the playoffs, I thought it was very interesting and boring that no series started. What do I mean by no series started? As you know, there's an old cliche. A series doesn't start until someone goes and wins on the road. In all 8 home games, the home team won, which sucked. Now, ironically, a couple of those home teams were not favorites. That is the Los Angeles Clippers, who were without Kawhi Leonard and still beat the Dallas Mavericks pretty good. And then also you had the Milwaukee Bucks, who beat the Pacers without Giannis Antetokounmpo. And that one I think is very interesting, so we will get into that a bit. But as I said, no series has really started because no home teams won. So we had Anthony Edwards over the Phoenix Suns, and, well, Anthony Edwards and the Minnesota Timberwolves over the Phoenix Suns. And I said something to you all about that series last week that I think will need to happen. And when I walked away from that game the other day, what I said to you all is going to need to happen more. So we're going to get a little further into that. Everyone is talking about the moment where Ant Edwards had with KD. He had him on the left wing, sized him up, hit the Tracy in his face off the dribble, which gave him a sizable lead. I think it put them up 18 at that point, 15 or 18 at that point. And Ant was talking. Ant had everything to say that he'd been having to say. And that was a moment. That was a very interesting moment because, as I told you all, I think Anthony Edwards is poised to be that next guy. He want to be that next guy. He telling you he that next guy, and he going to play like he that next guy. And I think it's something special to say when you are as good or when you are good enough to say, I'm better than you, and y'all old, and all of the things that Anthony Edwards says, and then he goes out and prove them. Now, I saw something the other day that made me, like, I kind of really been all in on Anthony Edwards since day one. Thought he was a special talent since day one. When I say day one, I'm going back post or, you know, pre-draft. Thought he was special. Going to Clutch Pro Day, I remember that first year Clutch ever did their Pro Day on TV. Anthony Edwards. And so I personally been high on Anthony Edwards. But Anthony Edwards did something yesterday or 2 days ago. And it had absolutely nothing to do with the game. A little bit to do with the game. But I always like to watch the game within the game. And that is what's going on around the series. What are guys saying in their press conferences? What are guys posting? What's the game around the game? And the game around the game the other day for me that Anthony Edwards did that you just don't see young guys do that ain't ready to take that next step, man. Anthony Edwards posted on his Instagram story, 15 more. That was the caption. 15 more. Why is that interesting? Because half of y'all favorite players that's young and y'all think ready to take that next step don't even realize that you need 16 wins for a championship. We used to always talk about when building these championship rosters, you need a mix of 82 game players and 16 game players. 82 game players, you got a regular season. 82 games is super long. A lot of nights that guys are just, when you're playing for a championship year in and year out, a lot of nights that guys are just tired, don't have it because it's the same thing over and over again. You need some 82 night guys that's going to step up for you on those nights, that can give it to you those nights. But those 82 night guys, when they're specifically an 82 night guy, they don't play in the playoffs. They can't play in the playoffs. Not ready for the playoffs. And there's a lot of guys out there, some of your favorite teams, that's 82 night guys, and now they're in the 16 game time. They're in the 16, and they don't know what to do. Some of your favorite players, some of the star players on this team are 82 night guys, not necessarily 16. And so Anthony Edwards said 15 more. I said, oh, he different. Because he been in Minnesota riding, right? Like, Minnesota has not had a good go at it for years, and they've turned that around. But for him to already be thinking like, oh, 15 more. Man, that mean these boys been talking about winning a championship. And he's standing on that. 15 more after game one. He been paying attention. I mean, he been watching year after year, guys compete for championships saying, I want to do that. Some of y'all favorite players, these young guys that y'all like, don't even watch basketball. That means he been watching the game within the game. Jimmy Butler posts 15 more. You got guys post that, like, that have been competing for championships. They've been watching the game within the game. So, man, the stock is high on Ant-Man right now, and you should be buying. You should be buying stock in Ant-Man, because it's sometimes there's an old saying, you buy low and sell high. Sometimes you miss the boat and you have to buy high. It ain't as high as it's going to get on Ant-Man right now, but it should be high. Still get in now, because this is still. Ant-Man is different. And he carrying them boys. Now, I saw something in that series that I think is interesting. As I told you all, Kevin Durant is going to have to guard Anthony Edwards. Not Karl Towns. Anthony Edwards is also... Oh, remember I talked about the game within the game that Anthony Edwards is playing? I saw an interview where Anthony Edwards said Karl Anthony Towns is the most important player in the series. Karl Anthony Towns is going to make sure we win. I'm here to tell y'all, Karl Anthony Towns is not the most important player in the series. Karl Anthony Towns is an important player, but Anthony Edwards is the most important player in the series for the Timberwolves. Karl Anthony Towns could have still been out. Anthony Edwards still was going to be doing this, making it a lot harder for them to beat the Phoenix Suns with Karl Anthony Towns out. But Anthony Edwards is the man. However, Anthony Edwards telling y'all in the meeting, yo, he the guy. Go over there and focus on him. So what does the Phoenix Suns do? They come out the gate with Kevin Durant on Karl Anthony Towns. As I told y'all before, Brad Beal is a good defender. Brad Beal sit down, check, he guard, he compete. Like, I love that. And this will go for some other guys that we're going to talk about in this segment, but it's a reason guys start putting long wings on these guards. The shot-making ability is too crazy. This ain't 2000. This ain't 1984. This ain't the 80s and 90s where guys were great, don't get me wrong. But the shot-making ability today is way more complex than it used to be. And that's why guys start putting it. The shot creating ability, I should say, is way more complex, and the shot making ability is top tier. And that's why guys start putting long wings with length on these guards. And that is why you need Kevin Durant. Now, however, KD is in year 17, 18, something like that. And so what happens is you still see like KD, Bron, these guys, Steph. Steph different. Steph is smaller, not carrying as much weight. Limbs is different. You see these guys still playing at an insane level, which they are. But once you get to that age, you can only do it in spurts. A la Damian Lillard last night. Great first half. Can give you that in spurts, which we'll talk about that as well. But so with KD, can't give you that 48 minutes straight every night. Although it helps during the playoffs that you get those days in between, it's impossible. Both ends of the floor. KD, the best defender on that team and the best offensive player, one of the best offensive players we've ever seen. Yes, Devin Booker's a great offensive player, like top tier. Brad Beal, great scorer his whole career. But KD is just different. KD is 7 feet. We've seen this movie before. What the Phoenix Suns are going to have to do is they're going to have to play KD on Anthony Edwards the entire series. That has to be his matchup. And what Phoenix has to do is they have to rely on Devin Booker, Bradley Beal, Grayson Allen. You're going to have to hit some shots. And they're going to have to rely on those guys to carry the load offensively. Because to ask Kevin to go try to lock up Anthony Edwards and then go carry the load on the offensive end, he in year 18, and it ain't happening every night. He may give you that one night, two nights of a series, but he can't give you that every night because the years are getting up there, man. The legs is different. And what you need Kevin Durant for is to say, "Kay, we need you to go stop him. We need you to go stop him. Don't worry about the offensive end. If you get some stuff in the flow of the offensive end, great." I know this is like, oh, man, that's Kevin Durant. You should never tell him. But K capable of doing that defensively. And Devin Booker capable of carrying the load offensively. So is Bradley Beal. Grayson Allen just got that extension. He got to make these shots in the playoffs. Now can't just be an 82-game player. Got to be 16. Got to be 16. If I'm not mistaken, Grayson Allen won a championship before. I'm not certain on that. I thought he won with Milwaukee Bucks. I could be wrong. However, the kid's a winner. Went to Duke. Played in Milwaukee for years, meaningful years. Kid's a winner. You got to play these 16. You got to hit shots. Especially this series. Okay, if you get stuff in the flow, cool. But we're not about to depend on Kevin Durant on the offensive end. We need him to lock down defensively tonight. That's the role we need in this series. So when I said that at the beginning of the series, I still think that's true. And you know what? It ain't Carl Anthony Towns that's winning you this series. It's Anthony Edwards. And you need to go put Kevin Durant there. So that's Minnesota. The New York Knicks take the Philadelphia 76ers in a game where Joel Embiid in 37 minutes was plus 14. In the 11 minutes he was not on the floor, they lost by 21, minus 21. Not going to work. My series prediction at the beginning of that series was, I think Philly, who going to stop Joel? I'm feeling right about that. Who going to stop Joel? But the 11 minutes that Joel was out, how many minutes you going to play him? He's still coming off that knee injury. What Philly's going to need is they're going to need a better Maxey for 48 minutes. Because that team that I was talking to y'all about that didn't have Joel anymore a couple months back, like, they might be cashing it in when they got rid of Patrick Beverley. Nick Batum had a game in that play-in game. He gave them more than he was supposed to, more than he have been, and they won it. But you got to do that for seven games now. You need some other guys to step up. Minus 21, 11 minutes, that's going to kill you every time in the playoffs. So they're going to have to figure that out. Jalen Brunson did not have a good game, and the Knicks still won. However, I think Philly going to keep having Nick Batum hound Jalen Brunson. They're going to put Kelly Oubre there to hound him with Lane. They're going to throw guys at Jalen Brunson with Lane. This ain't going to be the only game that Jalen Brunson struggles in this series. However, for the Knicks to go up 1-0 with Jalen Brunson struggling like that says a lot about their team. However, I'm still rolling with the best player. I don't believe in that Philly team at all. I don't think it's a very good team, as I've told you all before. But I think I'm still rolling with that prediction. The Lakers versus the Nuggets. The Nuggets, Lakers may be in some trouble because Bron had a great game. AD had a great game. And they never stood a chance at winning the game after the first half. And so that's trouble for the Lakers. They're going to need a better D'Angelo Russell. You can't just say, oh, man, shots ain't go in when that's starting to be a trend in these 16 games. Can't just say that. Shots got to go in. And D'Angelo Russell score, they need a better Austin Reeves. You're on the scouting report now. Getting your bag now. Got to play better. But D'Angelo Russell, make shots. Lakers win games. D'Angelo Russell don't make shots. Lakers don't win games. That's the reason the Lakers was in the position that they was in. Talking about D'Angelo Russell on a trading block because they needed a better D'Angelo Russell. D'Angelo Russell on a trading block showed up. Rest of the season. Guess what? It's no longer 82. It's 16 now. Got to show up. So D'Angelo Russell played better. Lakers have a chance. D'Angelo Russell don't play better. Lakers don't stand a chance. And that's just what it is. And by the way, remember the guys getting up there in years? Bron is one of them. Are you going to ask him to have a game like he had in game one every night? We know he's capable, but can you expect that? Can you rely on that night in and night out when guys are getting to the number of years that they get into? AD showed up. So it's on D-Lo.
What did you make of Darvin Ham's quote after the game? He said he still has he had a few adjustments on Jokic that he's saving. You've talked a lot about game one being a feel out game of a series sometimes. What do you make of a coach saying, I have some adjustments that I could have used in this game that we had a chance in, but I'm going to save them for later in the series? I thought it was an interesting thing to say.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for
or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I think that's an interesting quote, because the reality is you can't throw the kitchen sink at game one. You can't throw all your adjustments at game one thinking that's what's going to get you to win throughout seven game series. Now, we'll get into this Milwaukee and Pacers game, because I think they threw one of their adjustments too soon in a game that they had no chance at winning because they were down 30 points at halftime. And they threw one of their adjustments to kind of make the game respectable. But you showed your adjustment for game two. And so I do agree with Darvin that you don't want to show everything in game one. However, I think they probably needed to throw a little more, because that game one was a game one that they could have won. That changes the series, especially, and that changes their confidence, being that they've lost nine straight to the Nuggets, including four of those nine, or last five of those nine being in the playoffs. Changes the psyche. You go and get game one, and now your psyche is still, man, we can't get over the hump. So be that you could win, I thought you needed to throw one of those adjustments. But I thought one of their big, I mean, what's your adjustment now? Like, your adjustment could be throwing AD on Joker and not having AD on Aaron Gordon. But like, I think your biggest adjustment was actually the opposite way, right? Like, you start AD on Joker and then go to AD on Aaron Gordon and let him plug and like see how they deal with that. But to switch it the other way, like, that's kind of throwing everything, because where do you go after that if AD don't get it done? And so I think that's, you don't throw everything in game one, but that was a very winnable game one for them in that first half and even in the third quarter, and they couldn't quite pull it off. It's going to make it a lot tougher to get game two. A lot of these games you see been a blowout. these coaches in these blowouts are having a heart attack. The winning teams in these are the winning coaches of these teams, because when you blow somebody out in game one, that team that you blew out come back pissed off in game two, and you naturally go relax in game two, thinking you've done something. And so I respect it, you know, got to have the adjustments, but I thought one of the biggest adjustments they could make would be plugging off Aaron Gordon with AD, and they did that, and it didn't work ultimately. So we shall see. Pacers-Bucks. Pacers talked a lot after going 4-5-0 in the regular season, including the in-season tournament. And the reality is, Dame has something to say. He said, you having your moment, be humble when you having that moment. It was like a Gandhi quote or some shit. I thought it was very interesting when Dame said that. Come full circle, Dame go for 35 in the first half. Don't score in the second half. Didn't really need to score in the second half. But, boy. again, we go back to these wings being on these guards. I like Andrew Nembhard to compete. I've talked to him about him on the pod before. Don't have enough size to get guard Damian Lillard. I'm sorry. Dame took his foot off the gas pedal in the second half. Wasn't aggressive. Wasn't trying to bring the ball up because he didn't feel like he needed to. I'm here to tell Dame, Patrick Beverley running the point when the game starts in game two, you better be back on Dame time because Patrick Beverley running the point ain't going to get it done in game two like he did in the second half. Y'all were just kind of staying afloat. But they're going to need that same Dame. One interesting thing about Dame in game one is that's the Damian Lillard we've seen in Portland. And you put Dame on this team. This team right now without Giannis is still the best team Dame has ever been on in his career. So Dame can go out and do that. Again, are you going to ask Dame to do that? Dame is the same year as me. To give it to you for 48 minutes is a little tough all the time. Like, you. And so, however, Dame is capable of that. Again, we've seen Dame do that over and over again. And this is the best team. Even without Giannis, this is the best team that Dame has had. So Dame can go win you this series. Dame has actually played his best basketball all year when Giannis wasn't on the floor. So if I'm the Pacers, I'm a little worried. Because I know what Dame's capable of. And yeah, it's only 1-0 and you're on the road, so you got to go win one road game. I get that. But I'm telling you, Dame can do that again. They're going to have to put one of their wings with length on Dame. Andrew Nembhard don't have enough length. Dame is from the era where they started putting the wings on the point guards. So I know they did it years ago and all of that, but like I told y'all, I remember CP coming to our bench saying, dang, y'all putting 6-7 guys on me now? Like when Clay switched, I remember that. So I'm just taking Dame from that era. So yeah, I like Andrew Nembhard, and you may be, you know, having him guard Dame to take some legs away, and do all of that. He's picking up full court, but it can't be 48 minutes of just Dame seeing him. Don't have enough length to bother Dame shot.
The Pacers, to go back to what you were saying before about 16 game versus 82 game, I don't want to have too big of an overreaction after just one game of the playoffs, obviously. But do the Pacers sort of feel like an 82 game team compared to a 16 game team, with the way that their offense is so built on speed and it doesn't feel like a playoff? They don't have a lot of defense. They as a team, it feels like an 82 game team. Am I wrong there?
100%. They don't defend. They haven't defended anybody all year. They had a 142 to 140 game this year in regulation. It took you 142 points to win in regulation by two. It's absolutely insane. They haven't guarded all year, yet their offense has been so high power. And I like some of those young guys they got on their team. But as I said to start this series, you got to defend when it comes playoff time. You can't just run in transition. You're going to have to execute in the half court because the other team is going to not just turn the ball over. This is the playoffs. They're not going to take a bunch of bad shots, create shot turnovers. So you're going to have to execute in the half court, and you're going to have to defend in the half court. Either, you know, yes, their offense was high power. Yes, it was off the charts, ratings, you know, the numbers. But a lot of that was because they were just outrunning teams. You got to execute now. That's a different thing, you know? And so I do think the Pacers are an 82-game team, not a 16-game team. Not overreacting to one game. I told y'all this before. But they can't make many adjustments to what they do. You're a running team and you don't defend. You're not changing that in game 84, 85, whatever it is. That is who you are. And so they're going to just have to run and try to outscore them. And maybe you win a game or two in the series like that, but that ain't going to get you the series, in my opinion. Obviously, the Bucks need a great Damian Lillard each night without Giannis. I think Dame's capable of giving them that four times to win four games. I don't. They are an 82-game team, not a 16-game team, in my opinion. Clippers-Mavs, series that I think is going to be great. Kawhi Leonard does not play game one, and the Clippers blast the Mavericks. I don't look too much into that as how the series is going to be. One thing's for certain is I know that the Mavericks were preparing for the Clippers with Kawhi Leonard. And when you go into a game preparing for a star, and that star doesn't play, it's almost like you've prepared for a team that you're not playing against. And so Dallas is now going to that game, finding out the night before that Kawhi is out. And their game plan is set up for Kawhi to be out there. They get blasted. Seen that movie before. Plenty of times, but it's in recent memory, when we played the Grizzlies, the year we won the championship in 2022, and Ja didn't play, and we lost by 50. And then we won the next game to close the series. When you're preparing for that star, you're playing against a totally different team. And I think that could have affected Dallas, in my opinion. Now you got one more game on the road that no Kawhi Leonard would be there. This is your chance to shift the series. Dallas is a great home team. Role players didn't play well. PJ, I love the way he was guarding Paul George, finished with 11-7. But the only two guys that really played well, Dante Exum looked like he didn't belong out there. Maxi Kleber looked like he didn't belong out there. Role players don't typically play well in the playoffs on the road. Now, you need them to be halfway decent so you can go steal one in game two. They'll play better at home. Don't doubt that at all. But this is your chance to go steal one on the road and take home court advantage in a series that the Mavericks is favored. They got to go get it done. I think they got to go get it done this game. Now, you got Kyrie Irving and Luka Doncic. You can always go win a road game, even with Kawhi, but I think this is a great opportunity for them to go get it done. Russell Westbrook still, I think, is the key to that team, the energy that he brings. James Harden's capable of having a night like that. That's what you run into against these Clippers. Kawhi's out. James is capable of giving you a night. Russ is capable of giving you a night. And so that's what makes this Clippers team dangerous. Paul George got to go in there in the second half. You don't want to see that. Start hitting tough shots. He's going to come out firing in game two with the way that he finished game one. So that series, that's a fun series. What adjustments can the Clippers make? What the Mavericks can do is I think they can put Big Daniel Gafford on Terrence Mann. Terrence Mann is a good defender. He's hounding their guys. You play off him, plug off him, make him shoot. He ain't want to look at the rim all year. Make him shoot. They struggle with Zubac. And you put Big Daniel Gafford on Terrence Mann, you just stand at the rim, brother. If Terrence Mann hit 10 threes, great. We should have lost. But he go guard him. You got to put somebody now on Zubac. And you just front Zubac with that guy. And you play Daniel Gafford behind. Front Zubac. Zubac gave them problems. Now Daniel Gafford's in rebounding position. Zubac had a lot of rebounds. And you play Terrence Mann off the floor. That's their defender. You play him off the floor, make things easier for Luka. He's picking him up full court every time. Now you got Paul George, Russ, and those guys having to guard Luka, taking a little laid legs for the offensive end. You know, and so I think you can do that. I think that's an adjustment that the Mavericks can make. That may win you one or two games. I don't think that'll win you the whole series because then they'll take Terrence Mann out and you got to make another adjustment. But I think that's something that they can do for themselves, especially with Kawhi not in the game. It also helps you load up and be ready to double team Paul George and James Harden. Now you get James Harden off the three-point line, you force him to the rim because we know he got two guys built in. So could possibly play Zubac off the floor because now if you take him away offensively, if you could put, I'm putting pick and also, I think for me offensively, if I'm the Mavericks, I'm putting James Harden in pick and rolls with Luka. And I'm putting Zubac in pick and rolls with Kyrie. Now Kyrie's more dynamic. See, Luka's going to get to where he get a shot. But Kyrie is more mixing Zubac, making him have to move and making him struggle. And that way you could possibly play him off the floor. And so that's just a couple of things I see in that Clippers-Mavs series that could possibly be taken advantage of for the Mavs. Clippers, you feeling good about game one, especially with no Kawhi, trying to buy time. Much time as you can buy, the better for Kawhi. So that's the Clippers and the Mavericks. Boston, we don't even need to talk about. That is not looking good for Boston. I mean, for the Heat, they need Jimmy bad. I don't see the Heat winning the game without Jimmy Butler. Boston is too good for them without Jimmy. So we're not going to talk much about that. And I think that is a wrap. So as we move forward, the home teams that I got not winning their next game is Clippers. I think the Mavs take game two and get that series started. Boston will win. I think Philly goes in and get game two, get that series started. And then I think everyone else goes up 2-0. It's a big game for Minnesota. You do not want to go to Phoenix 1-1. You want to go to Phoenix 2-0, rolling off game one. Got to go get it done. Maybe you get a big game from Carl Anthony Towns, as Anthony Edwards said. But I'm still expecting Ant-Man to carry the load there. That's a wrap from this episode of the Draymond Green Show. Tap in later this week. We'll be chopping it up about more games. Peace.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.